The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from the Chicago Board of Trade and the Kansas City Board of Trade, not reflective of any overnight trade. And it was a sell-off at the open, and it has gone even lower since. Let's give you the opening prices. Now, March wheat in Kansas City opened at 501 a bushel, down 6¾ cents. The May 510, down 6½. July wheat, Kansas City, 515, down 4½ cents. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 479, down 4. The May at 482, down 4. July wheat, 501, down 5¼. September, 507½, down 4½. And December wheat opened at 515 a bushel, down 6½ cents. March corn today opened down 5 cents at 420½. The May at 431, down 6½. July corn, 440, down 7¼. September is down 7 on the open at 424½, and December at 412, down 6. Those have gone steeper, farther downward in the first 20 or so minutes of trading. March soybeans opened today at 769½, down 9¼. The May at 785, down 9½. July, 801 a bushel, down 8¼. August beans opened at 803, down 11 cents. The September contract opened at 806, down 14½ cents. November down 11 at the open, 821 a bushel. And January next year's beans at 817, down 10. In the products, soybean meal for March at 225.60 on the open, down 2 even. The May opened down 210 at 231.80. March bean oil at 30.20, down 51. And the May contract at 30.90 on the open, down 36. A little firmer on the mercantile exchange, but things started mainly lower. The March feeder cattle contract opened at 160, down 45. April at 103.30, down 50. The May at 104.65, down 57½ cents. February live cattle opened unchanged at 94.97. The April at 96.97½, down 32½. June live cattle opened at 95.25, down 60. The August at 92.20, down 40. Over in the hogs, April lean hogs opened at 66.75, 100 weight, down 12½. The May at 76.45, to up 27½. June lean hogs at 77 even, down 10. July at 76.80, down 30. March pork bellies opened unchanged at 104.30. The May contract opened up 40 at 106.30.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
A lot of the outside markets are also lower today, and that, some of the traders say, has a bearing on what's been going on this morning on the Board of Trade. And we'll talk with John Hester in a second from L&M Commodities about today's sell-off. April crude oil is down 37 cents a barrel at 61.02 in New York. The May contract at 62 even, down 53. The CRB index is at 313.31, down 179. The U.S. dollar index at 83.61, down 32. Wall Street showing a slide, although not quite as steep as off the open. The Dow Industrials are now down 121 points at 12,511. The S&P is down 14½ at 1435, and the NASDAQ is down 37 points, almost 37 points, at 2468. Back to current trade, and corn is down anywhere from a nickel on the far side contract to as much as 11 cents on the nearby March contract. Beans are down in the 14¾ to 20-cent range, the 20 cents in the January of 08 beans. And wheat in Chicago is down anywhere from 4½ cents on a far side or on the September contract to as much as 19 cents right now, down on the March. Joining us now to take a look at the market on this Tuesday is John Hester of L&M Commodities. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you for having me.
We're having our all-day ag outlook going on at the beef house right now, and I'm sure some cell phones are ringing over there about what's going on. What do you make of it?
Basically, you know, there's two or three things that has caused this. Probably it's end of the month, funds are taking profits. They're taking profits in front of first delivery notice days. They're thinking that there's going to be huge deliveries, and that is a negative. And then yesterday we had a technical sell-off. We made new contract highs and reversed on the end, and it couldn't hold, and they sold off and closed lower, and technically that is a bad sign. And they were down a little bit overnight, not too bad, and then the snowball effect carried through this morning, and technically they were technically getting out of it. There's no bullish news to support the markets right now.
Yeah, the pre-opening calls seemed a little, I mean, we're talking 3 to 5 lower in the wheat and corn,
right.
but nothing like this.
Right. I mean, it was just everybody was running to get out of their positions, take profit, because the close yesterday was technically a poor close. And I think everybody was a little nervous because we've had a huge run-up in the last three and a half weeks. And, you know, I talked to the floor a few minutes ago, and, you know, they were thinking corn down the limit or close to down the limit might be a good buy. And corn was down 18, and now it's only down 10. So, you know, when the selling started, it was a snowball effect, and just, you know, when it was down 10, everybody started calling, putting market orders in, sell, 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 and that forced the market lower than it probably should have went.
Now some buying taking place, I guess.
So now there's some, you know, bottom pickers coming in trying to pick the low of the day, and they bought it, and it's gradually, you know, the markets came back off a low about 8 cents in the corn. So, pardon me.
Sure.
And I don't know that the funds were huge sellers either. It was probably the small speculators and, you know, commercials might have been selling it on the opening and forcing it down.
There was some talk. I mean, the people are looking at the sell-off on the Chinese stock markets today as having an impact in New York. What kind of impact might that be having in Chicago?
You know, I think it's, if you look at the screen, you know, our stock market's down. It's had a huge run, and I think basically what the Chinese stock market did was kind of what our corn and bean market did yesterday. Went up, made new contract highs, and sold off, and technically that looks weak. You know, mass profit taking. You know, I don't know much about the Chinese market, but evidently it's had a nice run, and, you know, it gets up to a certain level, and, you know, they make new contract highs, and there's a huge amount of selling comes in, and they ends up closing lower for the day, then technically that's a bad sign, and then they just, everybody runs for the exit. And we've got gold and silver down also today. I mean, there's just a lot of red ink on the page.
Right now, the April or the March silver contract is down about 32 cents at 1437. Gold is down about 860 at 681.20 an ounce. How about, you know, from a producer standpoint, what do you do when you look at a market that's down and then maybe a little bit recovering at the moment?
Personally, I think that... you know, we've had such a huge run-up in this corn and bean market that, you know, this looks bad on paper. But, you know, technically and chart-wise, if you look at a graph, you haven't done any technical damage yet. I mean, you've done some fundamental damage yet. I mean, it can go lower, but, you know, we're getting down to some good support levels right here, and this should hold. Now, if it would break another 10, 15 cents, then... you know, you're going to break a lot of long-term resistance lines or support lines, and then the charts start looking bad.
All right. Well, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay. Thank you very much.
John Hester is with L&M Commodities. Let's look at the wheat market especially now. The Kansas City wheat is down 25 and three-quarter cents on the nearby March contract at 482. The May is down 20 and a quarter cents at 496. Chicago wheat is down 16 cents a bushel for the March at 467. The May is at 479.5, down 16.5 cents. March corn at the moment down 11.5 cents at 414. It's recovered a little bit. The May is at 426 a bushel, down 12.5. July is at 436, down 11.25. September is at 422, down 9.25. March soybeans are at 763.5 a bushel, down 15.25 cents from yesterday's settlement. 779.5, the quote right now for May soybeans, down 15 cents. July at $7.94, down 15.25. March bean meal is at $2.23.10, down $4.50. And the bean oil contract for March is at $30.25, down 46. Merck, as mentioned, looks a little firmer. The feeder cattle for March are up 45 right now at $101.50. February live cattle at $94.40, down 57.5. April at $96.67.5, down 62.5. And April lean hogs are at $66.65, down 22.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We'll get you an update on the market coming up at 10:59 this morning. Our forecast day in northern Illinois and Indiana, cloudy with a few scattered flurries possible, but elsewhere a mix of clouds and sun, and highs ranging from 31 in northwest Illinois to 52 in the far south. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, the lows from 22 in northeast Indiana to 32 in southwest Illinois. For tomorrow, in Illinois and far western Indiana, cloudy and breezy with showers. Elsewhere in Indiana, mostly cloudy, and highs from 35 in the northwest to near 60 in the far south. It's 28 degrees at 10 o'clock central, and joining us is the temporary host, today's host of Focus 580, Jack Brighton. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Tom.
What's on our show today?